This is Reimagining Healthcare, a podcast about innovation in the healthcare industry. It's a show for healthcare business owners, for healthcare professionals, for industry investors, and health tech entrepreneurs. On the show, I talk to health tech and healthcare innovators to uncover how they're reimagining and building a world of seamless digital healthcare experiences and how that fits into people's lives. I'm your host, Yanni Sopanos. Today, I'm speaking with Catherine Nixon and Casey Skaggs, co-founders of the Vitamin C Blog, an online platform focused on facilitating connections between health industry experts and people seeking simplified and seamless healthcare support and content. Catherine and Casey talk about how using their respective backgrounds in healthcare, supported with marketing and their own journey with gut health and interactive digital platforms, has inspired them toward a vision for an interactive digital healthcare experience that offers access to content, healthcare experts, events, and online tools for in-person and digital health engagement programs. We walk through the designing of healthcare experiences, as well as health engagement, and the expected benefits to us all by using this type of innovation to better match consumers with digital health support for their own health goals. Let's jump in. Well, hey, Catherine and Casey, how are you doing today? Thanks for making the time.
Thanks so much for having us, Yanni. Thank you. We are excited.
So you've got a really interesting project emerging at the moment called the Vitamin C Blog. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what led to getting to this point? And then we can talk about what Vitamin C Blog is and where you want to go with it.
Sure. It's a good place to start. I think behind every good idea is a bit of inspiration. For us, look, I think actually Catherine and I come from really different backgrounds. So I think I will eventually hand off to her and let her kind of speak to her own personal inspo for this. But, you know, I come from a marketing background, not so much health. I've dabbled here and there. And I kind of have a personal passion when it comes to health and fitness. But what really was the change for me was that, you know, I scroll through my social media and I see stuff about pop culture. I see stuff about sports. I see stuff about things that I'm interested in, news, politics, all that kind of thing. But there was a real lack in relatable health information for me. And I found myself kind of in this world where I couldn't tell the difference between what was actually true and not. And, you know, people are self-diagnosing and Dr. Google and all this kind of thing. So that's kind of when Catherine and I started talking and we said, gosh, we need to be those people to actually tell the good stuff and connect people to health tech and programs and things that are truly going to help them in a relatable way. And that's the key, is translating this kind of scientific lingo to things people can relate to and truly understand and resonate with. So that was kind of it for me.
And Casey's definitely correct. We come from very different backgrounds. I come from the health space. I've been in health now for 25 years. Background is registered nurse. And I've worked in lots of different spaces, public, private, corporate, startups, lots of different spaces. So I've had the opportunity to see consumers on lots of different levels and also see how clinical people interact. I guess for me, I'm completely passionate about health, but there are many gaps in health. Unfortunately, we have a great system, we have great people doing stuff, we have great tech, so many things, but there are still a lot of gaps. And I think in health we work, unfortunately, a lot in little micro ecosystems. We're very siloed the way we work, and we don't work collaboratively enough. And health is big and it's complex, and we need to be collaborative with the way that we work. And through, you know, through a journey, actually, the last 18 months, spending a bit of time in the gut space, vitamin C for me really was a discovery of, well, you know, how can I be, I have all this knowledge and this experience, how can I be more relatable for consumers? And so that's how the blog concept came to be. And Casey and I've known each other for a long time, and it's like, well, I can tell lots of health stories. I know how to be relatable to a consumer on the consumer level. I know how to talk to the C executive level. I have an ability to do that. Why don't we do something together? And so really vitamin C is, you know, we're passionate about health, we're lifestyle, and also convenience. So I love the digital side of health. And we've provisioned a digital platform where consumers are interacting with us to gain information on health and lifestyle information. They get access to engagement programs in a relatable way. So we really fund the way we do things. We translate science in a relatable way. The idea is that we're helping consumers to be more successful in their health journeys, which is really important. And the other side of the coin is that, you know, we're passionate about what great things all the clinical experts are doing out there. And we want to better connect people to clinical experts out there in the field, where we're not trying to take that role as the clinical expert, but we're here to connect. And I think that is a whole part of our philosophy around, you know, collaboration, partnering. We don't work in silos. We know the gaps, and we know that consumers have difficulty accessing the information they need to do in a relatable way, but we know how to do that, and we know how to connect. We're very good at connecting. We're very good at partnering. I am super solution focused. So Vitamin C Blog has given us this very cool digital platform to connect people, inform them, connect them, and empower them. So yeah, we're on a pretty exciting journey.
There's kind of a convergence around various concepts of digital health. You know, what exactly does it mean? And, you know, some people might think it's, you know, the start of a journey through a Google search, you know, for example, and others might think it's what happens when one health provider refers to another health provider. And some people might think it's a portable health record, but ultimately it's the infusion, I guess, between the real world and the digital world. And, you know, a lot of people need content. They need to be able to actually inform themselves in a way that is meaningful to the type of choices and goals that they're exercising for themselves, you know, in their own healthcare. And so I think the idea of having that kind of content and connection focus that you have is actually really great because it's a great start of a journey for an individual. So maybe for the listeners, let's sort of expand that out a little bit. So what happens next when somebody comes to the Vitamin C Blog?
You're correct. So we enrich the reader with lots of amazing, relatable health content and lifestyle content as well, because we believe lifestyle is a big part of how you engage in health matters. So from the point of someone reading some information that they may feel resonates with them or perhaps someone they actually know, I think people are really influenced by what their friends, their family, their peers think. But to take the next step, if someone feels, you know, like something's resonated with them and they're excited and motivated, we are about to open up an online digital ability where we can connect a person to a clinical expert. So we're going to open up a clinical expert's corner where someone will be able to connect with that person, to engage with them and go on that journey with that clinical person. We will have engagement programs. So perhaps, you know, some of the programs that we are, you know, working in partnership with other companies in, or that we are being, you know, one of the areas we love is gut health at the moment. So we have engagement programs. Someone may wish to partake and go on a journey in an engagement program that again interacts them with other clinical people.
Now, I will just interject really quickly and say that that even spans across quite a few industries and touch points. So that looks like individual programs that people can just come directly to the website and decide to engage on their own personal time. And then there's also from the corporate side, we are working with companies to build bespoke programs. We also have kind of super easy stuff that's already outlined if anybody just can't be bothered to fuss. But we have the answers to what they're looking for. And as Catherine mentioned, a lot of that is around gut health, which, you know, we're learning that so much about your health comes from the gut.
So I'm coming to the website and I'm able to get content, and obviously that's going to be available to me any time of the day. And then you mentioned that there's a connection through to a clinical expert. That's a really interesting idea. So tell us a little bit more about that possibility and how that leads to somebody actually then saying, look, I've now got some information, I've got some content, and I have now some experts that I can interact with. What would you foresee happening next?
Someone would read that blog, be excited, be interested to go to the next step. They would see the experts corner, so people that are experts in that particular area of health. And essentially it would be as simple as pressing a button to say, I want to engage with that person. And then from that point, they would link to that clinical expert. And it's that, it's really that simple. I think as consumers, it's one thing that is definitely very present with us. Things have to be seamless, have to be easy, and they have to be convenient. And I think sometimes when we're in the depths of health, we forget about that part. Things have to be really seamless for people to be able to do. Simple as clicking a button. Yes, I really like that. I trust that. Anyone that we're talking about or that we are showcasing are people that we would see ourselves. They're people that we trust. So we are keeping it convenient, seamless, and as simple as clicking a button to push people to that next journey.
So looking at it from a couple of different angles there, so that is a great experience for somebody who's obviously researching and there's some content that they're interested in for whatever particular health issue they're focused on. And now they have a pathway to be able to take action and be introduced to somebody who can actually facilitate and support them to the next part of that journey. I love the use of the language journey, because I think that's really important. So that actually on the other side of the fence then, that's actually a referral source for the experts and some of the health practitioners that are being activated to support and assist the individual now who needs some help with their healthcare. Is that the case that you're seeing that move further into that realm?
Yep. So I think this is kind of where our connecting and empowering pillar comes into play, because we're connecting these people to the best of the healthcare side, which, you know, we personally vet these people. So sometimes it can be really overwhelming. Oh my gosh, there's so many different people I can talk to that are experts in this field. So we're trying to narrow it down in that way and make it a bit easier, but also we're empowering them to actually take that next level and make it easy. But you're right, from the side of the healthcare, we are actually providing referral service and getting them involved, because of course, the people who are the best, you know, we want to empower them as well.
That shouldn't be underestimated, because for these types of journeys to work and to be really seamless and effective, then, you know, matching the right people at the right time for the right need is a pretty powerful idea. So I think that's something that's even more exciting about the potential of vitamin C as well. So you're starting with gut health. And so the type of journeys that you're designing around that would be built presumably with nutritionists and people associated with nutritional wellness and products in that area. Do you want to expand a little bit more about the gut health, why gut health now instead of something else, and how that's going at this stage?
So gut health has definitely been a journey of ours, maybe for the last 15, 16 months. And it all started through being exposed to a couple of interesting products out there on the market that weren't really highlighted, they weren't visible, but they were doing amazing things. We've gone down this sort of science journey, and in that science journey, we've met some very interesting companies along the way, Microba, who are doing some amazing things in the gut microbiome science space, discovering like what's happening at a baseline level in your gut. We know that the gut is integral to many aspects of your overall health, and that's being discovered more and more every day. But we know that a large part also to gut health that's very important, that I think maybe it just isn't really front of mind for people, and we're hoping to bring that more to front of mind, is the diet side. You know, the work that dietitians and nutritionists are doing, people who are very passionate about food, we know that your gut's survival is and to thrive is based on what you put in your mouth. You know, our gut is not this lazy organ. It's a very important thing. It needs to be fed really well through a whole variety of great things. But we know that in gut health, like any other part of health, things need to be personalized. This is one thing I really think we forget about in health, is that everyone might be chasing the same type of goal, but actually your journey to get to that goal is going to be very different. So my journey, if I wanted to work on my gut health, will be very different to Casey's, but it will need to be personalized. And so a lot of the work we're doing in the gut health space at the moment through engagement programs is personalizing that approach for you. So yes, we're definitely working quite closely with some great dietitians out there. We're lucky enough to be working with one of Australia's leading dietitians at the moment, Geraldine Giorgio. She's amazing. She's been on the board of the Gut Foundation, and it's one of her passion areas. So we're lucky in that space. And then through our own experience, like, you know, as a registered nurse, I understand like how programs need to work with people and what makes people tick and not tick. And I'm a big believer that We can't expect people to do everything overnight. It's better to do something than nothing. So I understand about the small steps that people need to take in the journey. But I think one of the things we're noticing that's coming out of vitamin C right now is that although we're doing a lot in the gut space, we've also got a lot of interest around other types of health engagement programs as a result of some of the things that we're writing about at the moment, so which is really nice actually. So we're going to offer a few different programs on that site that are all around personalization, and I know Casey's got a few.
When I talk to people about some of the programs that we're thinking about doing, they get really excited because a lot of it is, you know, it's meant to change your behavior and meant to get you understanding how certain things, small tweaks in your diet and your sleep, things that you have control over, can really change your day-to-day outcomes. So for example, and you know, if anyone listening is really interested in getting involved in this, reach out to us. Like I said, we do bespoke programs, but you know, we'll come in, we'll teach people how to eat properly, to feed their gut. They can touch and feel the food. They can taste the food, because there's this horrible stigma around food that's good for you not tasting great. And that's not true. I could really dive into this, and I won't. I'll save it for those of you who want to do the gut program. But the idea is to really get involved, be able to touch and feel things, experience things for yourself, and truly, truly feel the difference over a period of time in how your behavior, the way you eat, the way you sleep, truly changes the way that you feel. And so I think it's pretty exciting. That's just one example, but it's going to be good.
It just touches on so many things that I've experienced personally throughout my life, and a lot of people that I speak about as well. So I think, you know, it's one of those things that when we're younger, we tend, you know, it's easy to just trust that the system around us has all the answers and everything's great. And part of those lifestyle choices, they're almost unconscious. You know, you're not actually thinking about it. And you often hear about people who they're having a health issue, and then there's a discovery which is lifestyle related. Are you seeing some of that kind of feedback emerging with the vitamin C blog at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. I know Casey on her end marketing, you know, sees lots of really interesting, you know, things coming through, sort of being the owner of like analytics and sort of how people are responding to us. But yeah, like, you know, everything from, you know, when we're looking at a concept, an idea, and we sort of, you know, put it across a few people, whether that's a clinical person or a potential consumer. Yeah, a lot of interest. And I think what people like about what we're doing is that it's fun and it's just relatable. We're not here to kill people with boring science. I mean, I think science is very cool, but, you know, if we're not careful in health, we can make it too boring and it can go completely over people's heads. And it's really funny, Casey and I we're only talking about this yesterday. I'm wired with a little bit of different language than Casey because of the health and science sort of background and the way I communicate ideas when I'm thinking about things, even when I'm writing. We have to be careful in health that we are, you know, we're not being boring and we're being very relatable. And I think that's where it works very well between us. And we are successful in what we do because we're sort of each other's check stations. Like when Casey just says, you know, consumers are not going to understand what you're saying, you'll tune out.
Whatever specialization you go down, obviously your language gets very specialized as well, and consumers aren't in that specialty, and so, you know, there's always that risk of the divide in, you know, being able to understand the lingo. You know, it's interesting when you go to sort of conferences, you can see the peers talking amongst themselves and everything's really fluid and dynamic, and because everybody understands those keywords. But then you bring a consumer into the mix and, yeah, you just see that eyes glazing over, you know, some of the terminology is not connecting. So I think it's a really important value proposition to be able to simplify and make it more accessible. And I think also you're tapping into a natural, well, what's now become a natural behaviour, which is, you know, I will go to the internet to start, you know, finding sources of information, you know, and I think most of us do that now. The behavior is kind of set. So content and being able to access easily accessible, understandable content that's actually backed by quality health is really important because you build the trust in the content, and you can, when you trust something, then it's easier for you to actually embrace it and, you know, take it forward. you're talking about gut health and you've positioned the blog around vitamin C. Is there something in particular about vitamin C beyond today into tomorrow and the next day is significant with your strategy that you want to talk to?
So this is a fun one, and I'm glad you asked, because when I just kind of chit-chat to people, their first question sometimes, which should have been a red flag to me from the outset, we'll go ahead and put that out there, but they go, so are you selling vitamin C? Is this about orange juice? You know, like what's going on? And really, this is the way that we came to vitamin C. So rewind a little while. And when we first started talking about doing this, we originally were going to have this blog kind of revolving around Catherine as a bit of an influencer type person, because she obviously feels so strong about so many things in health. She's naturally a caring person, and really wanted a platform to kind of speak to Catherine. So, you know, to get your daily dose of Catherine, your daily dose of vitamin C, that was kind of the concept. But
as in vitamin Catherine?
Exactly. So, you know, it was an idea of it's around health, and I was trying to be clever. So that's kind of how it came to be. But yeah, as we kind of kept building on the idea, we realized simply giving information isn't enough. Mm-hmm. We needed to take the next step and connect people to tools and resources so that they can make a change, and therefore empower them to do something about the issue that they're clearly searching about or reading about. And that's kind of where we decided to take it to the next level. So I also feel really passionately about lifestyle and how that influences. So we kind of said, look, you know, I don't have a hardcore background in health, but I do understand how fitness and some of these things that everyday people deal with do influence your health. So we kind of decided we would both write, and it wouldn't just be Catherine, it would be both of us. And we would also uplift other businesses, professionals, experts, people in the industry who could speak to this as well. That's kind of how Vitamin C became more of a platform with an old name, but we still really liked it. It's fun and it's cool, and it invokes some questions. So we decided to stick with it.
Oh, well, well done. And, you know, Vitamin C sort of seems to be popping up in everywhere at the moment anyway, in terms of its efficacy across a lot of type of health issues. So it could be a very fortuitous keyword association there where people are looking up, you know, vitamin C references and landing on the site, which will be amazing for getting exposure to, you know, to the platform as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one of the things, you know, if we're talking about how the journey is evolving, we feel like it evolves every week at the moment, which is exciting, but, you know, we're sort of like going, gosh, how do we manage all this, this new stuff? But one of the things I actually did recently that I was, you know, really enjoyed, and we're going to also build out on the platform, is, you know, we're talking to clinical experts, we're obviously writing stories, but actually, you know, I really enjoy talking to people out there, like real people with real problems. And I think there's a really great things that can come about for people on their own health journeys to hear from real people with real problems. Like I'll shortly be sharing my whole health journey. I've had some interesting things happen with myself in the last year and a half. So I'm going really excited to be very transparent there and share my journey and chunk that down. But I recently interviewed a very brave woman who had suffered with postnatal depression post the birth of her twin boys. And she's very open about her journey. And I thought, gosh, it would be great to share your journey just, you know, just as another way to help people feel like they're being listened to. So one of the things that will evolve out more next year is actually, you know, sharing other people's journeys. That are, you know, people are really comfortable to share their journeys to help another in their journey. And I've done a little bit of reading on this recently, but there's some science around the group therapy. So when people actually share their own stories and journeys, actually it really does help another. So there's this term sort of, you know, it's like group therapy. So going to do a little bit there. So that's going to be an evolving piece that's coming out. And also one of the other things that's sort of starting to happen, you know, a couple of people we're chatting to who are really interested about what we're doing, but, you know, have a love of things that they do themselves, who are a couple of people aren't in the medical space, but, you know, some other guest bloggers sort of coming on to, you know, to sort of share some wonderful things that they are passionate about that, you know, synergize with ourselves. having some other, you know, regular sort of guest bloggers. It won't just be Casey and I. We'll have some other great people writing for us also on the site, sort of, you know, helping to broaden the information that we're sharing to our consumers.
That's fantastic. Do you see some potential for health providers to actually make reference to the Vitamin C blog as a enhancement to whatever treatment plans they're prescribing for the content?
One of the things that we've got on the roadmap for 2020 is to, as part of our engagement programs, taking it a step further. We've got some really nice initiatives in our mind where we would love to engage with people through special engagement programs. But, you know, we know that to do that, we will have to start providing another level of enriched content for people to access. So I think some of the things that we have on the roadmap for 2020 and some of the things that we're looking to build out as other features will definitely support other clinical people out there in supporting the journeys of their clinical journey that they have with their patients. So we'll become a nice resource. So to, stay tuned to that, like, you know, just to keep an eye on what we're doing in 2020, but we've got some fun stuff on the roadmap.
You've got some events that you're doing as well, proposing to do. Do you want to talk us through that a little bit more as well?
So I know we touched on it a little bit earlier, and I don't want to give too much away because some of it is about the surprise element. So there's a few different levels of events that we're looking at doing. One of them kind of goes hand in hand with the programs we kind of keep talking about. While we eventually want to make that digital so that we can kind of extend our reach to more people and influence more people, from the outset, we'll be doing a lot in person in the format of really casual meetups. We are even going as far to do this really cool idea. It's called the No Glamour Yammer. And whenever we're out and about in the city, we will just let you know, and you can come meet us for a couple hours during lunch. You can talk to us about whatever you want. You can ask us about starting a business. You can ask us about your deepest, darkest health questions. You can talk to us about your relationship, you know, anything. If you need to come and talk to somebody, bounce business ideas off of us, ask us for ideas for a business, whatever it is that you want to talk about. And the idea is no frills. Come as you are. We're going anyway. We're having a coffee together anyway. So if you want to pop in, have a chat, that would be great.
So, I love that. I love that. The No Glamour Yammer. So it's like it's a pop-up event, which you will just sort of post out to your community, and whoever's able to, they can come along, have a coffee or a lunch with you guys and have a bit of a chat.
Yeah, it's really, you know, just to, we don't want people to feel that they can't engage with us. We want people just to feel that, you know, there's lots of ways you can interact, you can engage with us, get to know us. If you're just sort of like, I'm not sure if I can go that route, but actually, like, you know, just come and have a chat with us. We're very personable. We are not, people that get stuck in the mud. We are, you know, we're very, very passionate people where we love talking and we love hearing people's stories. We actually like helping people. And, you know, we've been around the block quite a lot of times with, you know, so many different things, like in our personal lives, professional lives, that we're an encyclopedia full of many, many answers that, you know, can help anyone with any sort of question they have. Like Casey said, whether it's from a health coach point of view or from a business point of view, or, you know, maybe you're a clinical person, they're going, you know, I just don't understand why I just can't get this to happen with my patients, or why I don't know how to have this conversation with a company that I'd really love to partner with. You guys seem to have to do that. Tell me what I need to do. It's like, bounce any idea off us. And if we don't have the answer right then, oh, my God, we will find the answer and come back. But, yeah, it's a nice casual way where people can just meet us in a different space. And we're going to have a bit of a theme to it as well, because we're not boring. We're going to change up the venues because we're a lover of, you know, great food. You know, we're going to go to different places and say we are here because we love, like, this breakfast bowl that they do, or we love this coffee that they do, or we love this ice cream that they do. We love this view. We just need a picture. I need to be able to look at the sea today. So we're going to change up where we go. And, you know, different times when we're interstate working, we'll also, you know, let people know if we're in Brisbane or Melbourne or different areas. So, yeah, so the No Glamour Yammer, we're pretty excited about that.
And I love it. I can see so much potential because, you know, thinking outside the box and sort of, you know, breaking down those barriers that sort of, you know, take us into a more social, you know, gathering where we can connect not just with exactly the same people, but also, you know, other people as well, you know. So some of those experts, for example, I'd be assuming would be involved in some of the events that you're describing. It's a great way to actually facilitate a introduction and a sort of a safe way to sort of, you know, get some additional information, maybe some additional contacts, which could then enhance the journey, you know, that you're describing there. And I know, Carolyn, through the time that I've known you, you've got an incredible experience at mapping out journeys for in the healthcare system as well. And I think you'd be, you know, obviously a great resource for people to connect with and get to know on what you've done previously and what you're proposing to do with these types of journey type models and enhancing it with the content. So how do people get involved? What would you say to people who are listening and would think, hey, that No Glamour Yama sounds pretty good, or, you know, the Vitamin C blog sounds pretty good, or, you know, being connected to an expert in nutritional wellness right now, staying connected with you, potentially coming to a meetup? What would you say to people who are listening?
First thing is follow us. So if you're following us, you will know everything, you know, you'll have the load on everything that we're actually doing. You're right, Yanni, we are doing so many different things. There are so many different ways. We have diversity, so people can engage with us through lots of different means. So I think the most important thing is to follow us, but actually reach out. Like, don't be a stranger. Don't feel that you can't reach out. No idea is a bad idea. We are solution focused. We believe in collaboration. We love meeting new people. Whether that's someone who, you know, just wants to share their journey. They're not a health person, but to share their journey, or maybe you are a health person. So ad hoc conversations with people, that's actually where the creativity is. That's actually where we can validate our ideas. That's where we get to hear about what people actually want, or how did we resonate with you, or how did we not.
I was going to say, I might just quickly add on to that. The marketing in me just wants to let you know it's vitamincblog.com. And then all of our handles are Vitamin C Blogs. So that's how you find us. It's super easy. And if there's something you're passionate about as well, and you just want a platform to help people realize the cool health tech you're building, or, you know, a really cool journey that you're on, or something you suffered through and you got to the other side and you want to help other people, guest blogging is always an option as well. So I just wanted to quickly that little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a great initiative. We have a community that's comprised of innovative healthcare providers, health tech innovators, subject matter experts across a variety of healthcare perspectives, and also investors investing in innovation within the digital health area. So that's the type of community you're speaking to at the moment. And I kind of just want to also speak to them as well and ask them to explore the, you know, the possibilities of synergizing with the Vitamin C blog, because I see so many different opportunities for all of those four stakeholders to do different things, you know, whether it's a health provider who is developing a personal brand with expertise and they want to elevate themselves into more of a strategic position, you know, from an Australian standpoint and other territories that you're promoting to. That gives them the opportunity to, you know, reach out to consumers using the brilliance of the internet to be able to extend the reach that would otherwise have limited us, because, you know, we most healthcare providers are operating in clinics or in physical settings. And so being able to extend out into, you know, the internet opens up a myriad of opportunities. So I see that as an amazing opportunity, as well as those referral pathways that you were sort of touching on a little bit earlier, where it's actually a service to the community to be able to make yourself available to connect with a consumer who has some questions at the right time. And I'm presuming that that doesn't necessarily need to be a clinical service at that point in time, but certainly just a introduction or you know, something akin to a preliminary interaction, which could then take it to the next level. So I could see a lot of possibilities on how that could work. And then obviously there's the digital health innovation potential, you know, to be able to actually start to connect more steps into the journey and especially between different points of care as well. So I'm excited about the possibility of Vitamin C, and the site looks amazing. Congratulations to you. It looks really good. It's fresh. It's clean. You know, you can see the content starting to build on a day-to-day basis. I think it's fantastic. So I'll end with a question that I like to ask, which is this show is called Reimagining Healthcare. And so I like to ask, what does the world look like, you know, in 5 to 10 years' time? You know, when Vitamin C Blog has, you know, succeeded and put, you know, all of these initiatives into place, what's it look like through your eyes? What's the vision?
I think a huge thing for us, chronic illness in Australia is a huge problem. Of course it is across the world. So at the very deepest levels of motivation for what we're doing, the end result is we hope to actually make lasting change in people's lives, change their behavior, and reduce chronic illness. That's really the end goal of all of this. Everything else is just the cherry on top. So for me, that's what it is. But
Kevin? Yeah, no, definitely. And this sort of speaks to, you know, how the blog was created, our passion around particularly like, you know, gut health as an area and the engagement programs we're having. We want to make an impact in people's lives and the impact would be to help reduce the incidence of chronic disease, which unfortunately is on the rise, and it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. You know, we live in this age of modern medicine that has amazing things, so much capability, but it isn't enough as it is right now because so many of these chronic diseases are still on the rise, and it shouldn't be like that. So, yeah, through vitamin C, we will make an impact on helping people to hear the information they need to know, to be able to do something about it, and actually making health a normal conversation. You know, like it's normal to have a conversation about health. It's normal to engage. It's normal to do something. And I'm a big believer in that. You can't do anything if you don't know anything. So it's actually empowering people on that journey and not giving people the white coat syndrome that they can't get involved. It's actually getting people inspired and feel supported. So to be inspired, supported, and to have a good outcome.
Casey and Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time today, telling us a little bit about the Vitamin C Blog, a big vision that you got there to connect consumers with content and service providers and to build community and to have a no glamour yammer ad hoc from time to time and catching up with the both of you, which is amazing. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Yanni.
Thanks, Yanni. We had a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced in collaboration with HealthTechX, where we are working toward a world of integrated digital health empowerment for all people. If you'd like more info on how to get involved, head over to the website healthtechx.com.au. Or if you have any feedback about the show, you can reach out to me directly on LinkedIn, Instagram, or email by following the links in this episode's show notes. And finally, don't forget to subscribe to Reimagining Healthcare in your podcast app. And if you like what you heard, leave us a 5-star review. It really helps other people find the show. I'm your host, Yanni Sopanos, and I'll speak to you in our next episode.